Hey everybody, it's Thursday, which means it's another episode of Naturally Unbothered. I am Shari.
I'm Ebony.
I'm Tasha.
What's up, everybody? Who is that?
What up? I'm at a pool party with the ice crew. Ooh. I have Benjamin the Great, Alex, and y'all know who that is over there.
Hey T-Dot! We can't see her, but we can hear her.
Got the titties out.
What y'all doing?
I got my titties out.
Listen, I just got off work a few minutes ago and I just took the work shirt off. This is what was underneath it. So y'all getting titties tonight. What y'all drinking?
I've been drinking tequila.
I need a drink. I haven't had
vodka. Anything clear, I've been drinking.
I need a drink.
I have some tequila somewhere. I got a bottle.
I need a drink.
Because today is my mom's birthday. She passed away in 2017, and we need to do a little shot for her birthday. So get some to drink.
Happy heavenly birthday, mama.
Yes. Ebony, what you drinking?
I'm back from this motherfucking Wild Turkey.
Make your drink.
Ooh, Wild Turkey.
Jackson with the gonna make
some drinks. Bullet. That's what I'm drinking.
What is that?
It's whiskey.
So what we talk about today, ladies?
I want to talk about sex, baby.
That's what we talking about.
That's what we talking about.
That sounds like a plan. What she said.
I want to get into his swim trunks.
I mean, I can take my shirt off.
Come on, take your shirt off. Give us some eye candy.
Let my rolls out.
Come on.
Ain't no muscles up on there.
Take it off.
Titties is tittying too.
Oh. Take my pants off too.
Yeah. Oh. Do it.
I don't want no drawers.
Come on. Do it.
Take it all away, y'all.
I'm the only one skinning my swimsuit, it feels like.
Well, you got a suit over. We can't see you,
T-Dot.
We can't see your swimsuit.
Y'all can't see
T-Dot. That's my swimsuit, but they didn't understand it.
I still got on my swimsuit.
Okay, T-Dot.
Oh.
Your phone is muted, sir.
I was like, who did?
Get your phone.
Me?
Oh. No,
no, just mine. My brother.
You have Everybody to unmute your shots? Phone.
You don't want it. I'm like,
whiskey,
I'm taking whatever I can get.
I dare you take it to the face.
Ooh. Face.
Take the microphone.
I drink tequila.
Mine.
I think
that's your screen. And then at the bottom.
He showed us the D'Angelo cut.
I plan on letting him give us a strip show because he's good for it, a great poem because he's good for it.
Oh, wait a minute.
Maybe a great cheesecake recipe because he's good for it.
I know who that is. I know exactly who that is. That's the MC.
I swear Tasha's on their Wi-Fi. She's on Wi-Fi. Mm,
she is.
The whole time.
Mm-hmm. That's the MC at Ice, isn't it?
Yes, he's the host at Ice.
Yes, that's what I know. I remember that.
Benjamin the Great from Ice.
Mm-hmm. I remember that bullshit.
From Sold Out Sundays.
Yeah.
Let me promote my baby. Yeah.
Look, I'm bringing cake in back. Which I'm kind of talking.
Yeah, we bring a slow dance and then cake. Y'all hear me?
You see the first event of my series?
Yes,
we can hear you.
Okay.
Oh.
I went with vodka.
All right. Y'all ready? All right. Everybody got their shot?
Oh, shit. I didn't know.
They didn't make us no shots.
There you go.
I didn't know.
Pull it up.
Well, if I knew you was doing wine, I could have got the cranberry
vodka. It's not wine. wine. It's not wine, it's whiskey and with a piece of watermelon in it.
Pour it in your throat.
I'm in a hotel. I gotta drink it out of what I got to drink it out of.
I hear you.
Yes, we drank it.
Happy birthday to my mom, Vanessa.
Hold on, because this is a good one for her. Put that cup down. Look at y'all disrespectful asses. Okay, sis, you got it. Hey, you know what number this is for her.
I do.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
69 is fine.
69 is fine.
There, look, there you go, Ebony. Happy birthday.
Big Leo energy. Let's do it.
Mama brought it in.
Yeah. Yep, 69.
Ain't no telling what she had us doing this year.
Ain't no telling.
I wouldn't be there because I know it's going to involve strippers.
Yeah, it would involve some strippers.
It would have been strippers.
Yeah.
Yeah. One Scorpio, two Taurus.
All right, y'all. All right. So we about to do 21 questions. Brother, you can stay on if you want. You can jump off if you don't want to be on. It's up to you. All right. So Ebony came up with these lovely questions.
It was posted on.
The first question is, does size really matter?
Yes, 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 it does. Absolutely.
No, I've only got a quarter inch.
A quarter inch?
Would anyone like to elaborate?
You know what? I know for a fact that vaginas have different sizes, and they, when you're aroused, they do expand a little bit.
They do.
Tiny vagina, and it expands. Maybe a quarter inch is good. I myself,
It doesn't have to expand much for a quarter inch, though. I just want to applaud T-Dot
how she's good at making everybody feel big.
No, because she said vagina. She said expand.
She took that contract. Negative and made it such contract. A big positive.
She needed to contract.
I have friends who tell me they don't like
it. I need T-Dot to get in the camera. We cannot see her. It's like a person just talking.
Y'all can't see me?
No.
No, y'all too far back.
Is that better?
Okay, I'm going to take Alex's place.
Put the light can in the back.
Oh,
she's going to glow. She got to go. She got a little baby. She's
going to glow.
I'm loving it.
You was talking about my titties. Look at your titties.
You see them? These are part of the blowjob initiative. You can.
Okay.
Blowjob initiative.
Do it.
The initiative.
Oh, y'all is tired. So let's teamwork, bitch.
Wait a minute.
Raggedy bitch on the show.
That's an educated woman.
She likes to show the fuck out, right?
He's talking about that's an educated woman. Yeah.
Okay, I have more than a quarter. Hey, there's more than a quarter inch working now. I
mean, look, you hear him, T-Dot?
It's kind of like God said, it's all a preference for whoever it is that you fucking with.
They didn't hear it.
Who don't like big dicks.
So are we always just talking about dicks?
No, they talk about vaginas too.
He's a whole lot of man right here.
I'm fucking dynamite, like JJ said.
Dynamite.
So that question could mean a whole lot of things.
I don't care about a side man's height, but one of my and my people, I think
they gotta have a dick.
But I don't like heavy set men.
Oh,
okay.
I don't want to see your fat ass naked.
I don't want to see you walking around my house naked.
I don't want to see your big ass with more ass, more thighs, more titties than me. So no, I don't like big boys.
I don't like big stomachs on men.
Well, it's not a preference. However, I have been known to be a chubby chaser.
You like chubby boys?
I've dated a chubby boy. You know, my guy in Birmingham, he's an NFL player. He turned into
I'm not
he was
into,
a big guy.
I don't know what to
he
call him.
He was 6'5". Do you call
Do you call men plus size? You call them husky?
Husky. Men are husky.
They're husky.
Husky.
Okay, because I'll be saying husky.
Or fat.
Like, that's offensive. I'm like, I don't want to call you a plus size because
fat.
That's a woman description. Men are not plus size. You better off calling them fat. You better off
calling them plus size. What y'all want to be called? X size?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Man,
y'all
want to
be called
plus size?
An X size?
Oh, so now I'm big and feminine.
However you slice that motherfucking apple, it's still a motherfucking apple. Plus, it is.
You still
it's
got
bigger.
Titties. That's all I
no.
know.
It's bigger.
Hey, he's like the trash bag. He's
you still need more material. That's what it means.
No, he's hefty. He is hefty.
All right, y'all. Love or money?
Next question.
I said it. Love or money?
Money.
Love or money?
Money.
Where I am now in my life, my kids are grown. I have grandchildren. I'm by myself. I've had so much trauma in relationships. I'm going for the money. Fuck your love. I want you to stay at your house. I'm going to stay at my house. You can pay my bills, do all that, but...
Oh, look at that.
Huh?
I said, look at that.
What'd
he
say?
He said, look at that.
Yeah, she lost me. You can stay at your house and pay my bills. I was like, yeah, not going to be the benefactor.
I'm a toenail away from 50. I'm this close to 50. I'll be 49 in September.
Wow.
I'm a toenail away from 50. I'll be that in 2 weeks.
My boy
got a whole another year around to go.
I'm 49.
Well, is she a toenail clipping, Tasha? What that make you like a...
the cuticle, the hangnail, bitch. I don't know.
No, yeah, you are
my skin in the corner, bitch.
Hell, I'm trying to figure what that.
Okay,
what does
Glenn
that make me?
Yeah,
not
but Glenn is 38,
that.
Right?
35.
No, he's even younger.
What does that make
me? Yeah, I'd rather have love.
I thought I smelled similar.
That love, we can make money.
Yeah, she said a toenail, Sheree. What does that make me?
Romantic, so I'm definitely going for love.
I go for love.
That's your downfall.
I'm married for money. I'm 48. I got 3 baby daddies. I got 4 kids. I don't tried it all. I give up. I just want to be somebody's trophy bitch. Like, I'll be somebody's trophy side bitch at this point. Like, let's do it.
Damn. That's negotiable.
Somebody's trophy grandma.
I'm talking about now. That's negotiable.
She said trophy side. Three. But if she's a toenail from 50, what does
love
that make?
Money.
I'm turning away from 50, so I'm a 73 model. But I ride good, so I'm worth a little bit.
Gang said money.
I done bypassed that.
Ebony, what about you? Love or money?
Glenn says love. I
go for love.
You know Ebony, she got Robert. Ebony in love.
Yeah, if I wasn't married, I would probably say money. But because
about 6 years ago, she would have been money like a motherfucker. But right now,
and it wasn't even money. It was just nigga. Let's
it was
fuck
that
it
guy.
I didn't. It was
I would marry Oprah at this point. I don't give a fuck. I don't even like pussy. I don't like pussy. But
fuck
I would
anybody
marry
would marry Oprah.
Like, what's wrong with pussy? What's wrong with pussy?
Oh shit!
I only like mine. I only like mine. I only like mine.
I love.
I agree.
Mine I do too. We got something in common.
Somebody said they love Pisces.
I would marry her even though I'm not in that lifestyle because
you know the dollars.
Listen, Oprah, you can get all this
head or no head
every night.
Always head.
What you say? Head
always
or no
head.
I learned to give head.
Giving or receiving? What do you? What it was? What do you?
Yeah, the question
both.
Say head or no head. You have to
both.
Ask the writer.
Yes. Listen, both.
Both.
Head and. Giving head and receiving head.
Right.
Come on now. Shit, all
yeah,
of us
it's head for me.
Now, the last time I was on your podcast, y'all remember I told you that old dude.
You
he
did?
Not like me to, he did not want me to give him head.
Right.
And
did you get him?
8 months that we dated, I never gave him a blowjob. He never, like, I tried once and he.
He never got to
teach. I don't know what kind of childhood issues he had, but
he never got to the titties. He never got
to go on head. You gotta go.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's gotta be head, like the rodeo.
Have you done some time?
Huh?
Have you done some time?
He has done some time.
I think I probably asked you that then. He did some time.
He did some time, so I don't know what trauma he had.
He wanted you to shave your head.
Listen.
He needed to look down at
He missed that on some
he needed to look down at Paul.
He missed that on some
balls. I need a beer
on that.
He needed
to look down at Tony, not Tanya.
I need another beer on that one. She
that
said
was brutal.
Shave right your head. She said he only wanted doggy style.
It's an like, absolute for me.
I only want that
yes
ass.
Yes.
You know, I only want that
to give
ass.
Give and to receive. You got to lick it before you stick it.
Absolutely.
And I absolutely am turned on by giving head. So
right. Because yeah. a woman can't be moisturized
aroused
by giving head.
Aroused by giving head. Absolutely.
Exactly. All right.
How many kids Rodeo. Is too many?
Oh, dang. You
this shit up.
Yeah.
So, hello. Hello. How many kids?
Get in this. Oh.
Yeah.
Get in, little sis.
What was the next question? I'm sorry.
How many kids is too many?
How many? Who is too many?
Kids.
IDS.
How many kids is too many?
I don't really care because I don't want to get to know your kids.
Damn.
Wrong. No, this is my thing. I don't want to be a stepmom. Well, let me say this. I don't want to be married. I don't have any intentions of getting married. So I have four kids that are grown, that are productive citizens, that have children. So I have grandchildren. I don't want to have to integrate myself into anyone else's children's lives.
So basically, you need a man who has
so yours is zero.
Games or nothing.
So you're saying kids and no kids, you're talking about the person you're trying to mess with, right?
Right.
She doesn't care how many kids he has because she don't want to get to know him. That's her
she
answer.
Said, keep him away. She's like, we hooking up. The kids ain't around. The weekend, right. You kids don't call me. I got her right. Shit.
What about you, Glenn?
What about Glenn?
I think I would want to draw the limit at like four. You know, because I got two kids of my own, and I want two more kids.
That's a you're generous.
So I would draw the limit probably at four.
She can have
somebody might need to get you and scoop you up because you're generous because that's a lot. All right, what about you?
I mean, I come from a big family, so that's fine with me. I got the means.
So did we
all my kids. So
see, when y'all are thinking about kids, I'm thinking about like I look at my kids. Yeah. They're 31, 26, 25, and 21. They're all independent. They don't need me for anything. So I don't know if coming into a relationship with a man, he has kids that are less independent, that need their bills paid, that need a little extra here and there. I'm not here for that because I've done my job and I've raised my kids to be independent. Like, it broke my heart when my sons told me they didn't want me to buy them underwear anymore because they're grown men. So if your kids ain't on the same shit my kids is on, what am I gonna do with your kids?
But wouldn't that be
I guess in a sense it matters how old
you, if you see that man.
The age matters. I couldn't do four young kids. I couldn't do that.
You would want them to probably be on the same kind of close to your kids.
So my kids is about to be 17 and 10. So
right.
For me, I'm looking to meet somebody whose kids are grown and gone, like mine. You know, my kid is
gone.
Honest,
my son is about
so
your number
years
is zero.
Hey.
Your number
is
zero.
There you go,
Kyle. I mean, they can have.
Hey,
I mean, no, not
no kids. They grown and gone.
They can have as many kids as they want, as long as they're grown.
Yeah.
If we're dating.
Yeah,
My number used to be zero. I didn't want to date anybody with kids, but then I ended up dating somebody with a child. But the best thing about that is because at the time
you don't want to date nobody with kids and nobody with young kids that are still raising their kids.
Young kids.
Yeah, because that makes
young kids. I didn't want to date anybody who had children that was less than in college. So basically you ain't got no damn
kids. Yeah.
And then my daughter said to me, she was like, Mom, you had your first child at a very young age. Don't make somebody, you know, don't block your blessing on somebody because they was responsible when they decided to have children. And I was like, you're right. So I was like, okay. So I was like, I'll date somebody with a child. I didn't specify age, but I ended up dating someone with a 4-year-old. And he said, I know, You don't want to be with anybody with children, especially not small children. But I'm not asking you to be a stepmom. I'm not asking you to be anything to him. You know, like, I know you want to be free to move around. You can move around. We'll move around. He was like, but, you know, it's cool. And I was like, okay, I gave it a chance. So the first time that the child and I were together, anytime the child said they wanted or needed or tried to get any of my attention, he redirected them, like, you know, to change the focus just to see what my comfort level was. But you know me, I can't freaking, like, ignore no damn child.
You love kids.
Shut so up. Me and his ass was hanging out by the pond and shit. Like, now we cool. You know, but it wasn't what I was expecting. And I listened to my 22-year-old who has no kids. But it's cool. It's a cool experience. But I can tell you, when I got free to the streets again, I planned on just fucking being with somebody that didn't have no motherfucking kids that he had to be financially responsible.
You know, at 48, I don't consider myself a cougar either. I don't date men under 45. I won't date anybody under 45, not as a serious dating. I don't even want to
I don't want to date nobody under 55.
I don't want to date anybody that I don't want to even
under 55.
I feel like we don't
you heard me. He's about to be 50. I feel like
the thing that we have in common, because even as a fuck,
I think buddy, you're the 50 that attitude, Missy. I know where you is. I can find you.
You about to get removed.
Younger dudes out now.
I'm not saying, listen, I know some great younger guys. I do. And I feel like this is my baby. This is my little baby. He's a good guy, but what all do we have in common? Can I talk to you about Mr. Lance? Can we reminisce about that type of shit? No, we can't.
And it's really
that's the question right there with a young
not even shitting on nobody else. It's my preference. And I don't really owe anybody an explanation of what I want. Like, I know what I'm looking for. And it ain't shitting on you and what you got going on. That's just not what I'm looking for.
Yeah. I don't date under 45. I don't want anybody with small kids, because on the weekends that you have your kids, I'm gonna be out cheating somewhere.
Damn. So, just damn.
Let's move on.
You married, Ebony.
Until I'm married, I'm single. I'm free to do anything I want. I don't feel like I should be judged for dating more than one man. So, yes, if I'm not married and you have kids on your weekend, do you and your kids. I'm gonna do me and Tyrone or you know, whoever. Elroy, Leroy, Chuck Earl. Damn. I don't care. Anybody.
Okay, I'm
not going to date.
I'm not going to date. Okay, so we are absolutely clear on people, how they feel about
being in it. Like, here, you mind? We get to do this until the end?
We're not there, because I never said anything.
What'd you say, Evan?
Okay, let's move on. We got it.
She's like, we got it.
We got it. What is your body count?
I'm going to go get a beer. I'm going to go get a beer on that one. I need a beer.
I've had my cat facts expunged several times.
Wow.
That was a zero.
Not the cat facts.
Zero.
The cat fact has been expunged. I wouldn't keep up with that number.
Okay.
All right, Glenn.
Hey, Ryan.
It's up there. I can't even.
He said it's up there.
Yeah.
So do y'all how many people y'all have sex with?
That's the body count.
Count at a certain time. I was in college. I was like, all right, it's time to stop counting, because I don't even tell nobody how many.
I just said the other day, if the dick is trash, it did not count. If the dick wasn't smacking,
it's a podcast.
Tasha, what's your number? What's your
count? I already said zero. Did you not hear me? And I did. A whole big fat zero. Bitch, zero. Starts over every day. Starts over every day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You need to mute, sir, if you not talking.
And we'll figure it out as we go.
Ebony, just talk, please.
Okay, my body count is one. Nothing counts before I was married.
Oh, wow.
I got a one.
That was just practice.
All right, Steve, what's your body count?
You know, which decade? I'm not listing that. I don't even keep count, to tell you the truth.
Well, unfortunately, I know my count. Really? I was married forever. I lie about everything. So I've been with 14 men.
Add six. They say add 6 to 10, Ebony, usually.
Ebony, for real, Ebony, for real. You know, for real.
I'm just messing with you.
And I've been with 11 women.
Women,
14 men, 11 women, you say?
Yes.
So, Sheree, you know a little bit.
Wait a minute before you start talking. I worked very hard to get past 10. I was 40 years old and I hadn't made it past 10, so it made me seem like a little thotty. But yeah, whatever. Well,
man, we grown, man. Body counts.
She just wasn't giving it up.
I married at the age of 19. So,
about your character,
so I'm just saying, I was determined. I was telling my friends, I'm about to get past this number 10. So that's the only reason why I really know my number, my count.
Yeah, I don't, you know, if I sat here and tried to tell y'all what my number was, I would truly be lying.
Sheree.
I don't fucking know.
Sheree.
Sir, I tried to count back like at the end of the 90s, yeah. And I was like, this is shameful.
I think me and Ebony did it back in the 90s. We sat and got
it. We did. We brought it out
back in the day. Yeah.
It was shameful at the time. But at this, at just my speak. Age, I'm like, it's what it is.
I think
I'm always safe. It's always consensual. I don't have any big sexual hangups or trauma. So I don't regret any of my sexual experiences, whether it being that I was with. I'm 50 million men. It's what I chose to do.
Right.
I don't regret it.
It's my only regret. My only regret is that half the dick I had was trash. That's my fucking regret.
My only regret is that had I known what I know now about trading soul ties, I would have chose wiser.
That part.
My only regret is I would have never listened to my friend who told me I should really have a one night stand.
I told her that, I did.
And Pooh, both of y'all. Y'all both ain't shit.
Shit, I've
never had a one night stand in my life, and my life would have been unfucked. So much
better. Because they don't count.
Yeah, hold up.
They got crazy. That's why. That's people I wish I could have not. Just speak.
Why you just keep saying my name? Just speak.
You must have got some good things.
So, do you think it would be fair if I said 10 for every decade I've been alive?
You don't know what kind of...
No, that would be a lie.
Ten in each, that would be a lie. You think that would be too low? 10 in my 20s, in my 30s, in my 40s,
I'm a polite fuck. If your dick
you think that's too low?
I'm not going to do you bad.
We talked about that, Shari.
You're a polite fuck.
We have ruined some men because we have not told them
that they was trash.
I'll knife your ass if the dick is trash.
And they have went on
what?
To think that they
this bitch said, I will knife your ass if the dick is trash.
I would just listen. If that dick is Bama like some homegrown, I'm out.
No, she said she will one night. One night.
I'm not giving them an answer. I'm not giving them an explanation. I'm just like, hey, boo, no, I can't come over. No, I can't come over. No, I can't come over. No,
I ruined it the other way. But
the crazy part is that we think, okay, so I'm not speaking on anybody's pussy. I'm not doing that because I can only speak on my own. And I'm not even speaking my own in this sense. I'm just saying, so like men, so we might think they're trash.
Somebody else
but
thinks
we've had a lot of suitors. So was it the pussy that was trash? And they couldn't feel those walls,
I'm proud of my she dingo. I know that I don't have a small vagina. I don't have a small vagina. But what I'm saying is that men, like you'll see women fighting over dudes. You'd be like, he must got that hammer. No, it's not for me. It's not my thing. So yeah, different strokes, different folks.
Yeah, I don't want a big dick.
I do. So what do y'all
Listen, let that be known real quick.
I don't want anything that is not going to bring me pleasure and it's only going to bring pain.
Hey, y'all caught up on the pink. Like they said on the pink, just fill me up.
Oh, God.
That's it. That's enough. That's all I need.
But that don't always constitute
a big dick. That can constitute.
I'm saying that's different for different women.
Yeah, it's different for different women. Fill me up is all I need you to do.
I've had some big dicks that did not do what they were supposed to do, and I've had some little ones
that have tickled me
to submission.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Some little dicks can make you come, and it's some big dicks that don't have a clue. So
they don't know what they're doing.
It's the man behind the tool.
It's the man behind the tool.
There you go, young man. There you go.
Right. But Glenn said, how do we measure a big dick? How do we know?
Yeah, I'm saying,
we have a saying here on the National Mother Podcast, and that's put your dick on the glass. Yeah, and then we'll be able to tell you.
Whip it out, put it on the glass.
So the bigger the thumb, fingernail, the bigger,
it's really the lip. Y'all
I saw Glenn doing his thing, and I will say that he's got quite the mighty bulge. I've seen it. I did see the bulge, so I don't know if he just got the bulge.
I don't believe it. I'm not gonna believe it until I see it.
Well, come nice. I won't have no draws.
Listen, because he don't listen. One night he was walking towards me, and that thing was popping. Oh, hello there, sir.
That's not your stand up for him.
That motherfucker said hi to me. Well,
I love you.
Come nice.
Hold on, because I got sidetracked by the bulge. would you fuck your friend's ex?
His bulge had me realizing that it doesn't have to be gray sweatpants.
It so don't, because he had on some blue, motherfucking khakis.
Because he be having on them chinos, baby.
If you got a
dick print in the chinos,
I seen it.
I was like, I couldn't even fuck out them chinos.
We love you, your chinos. Hey,
Glenn, back on stage.
I like chinos.
We used to have this director at the hospital. And all he used to wear was chinos, but he wasn't real tall. So it was a high counter. He would stand by the high counter and he would stand next to the little high counter and his little chinos would spill over. Man, we wouldn't even be able to focus no more. We'd be like, did you see that meat just lay on the counter with the chinos?
You just described him. He used to work at the hospital. Yeah. He was at the hospital and he wore chinos. Yeah, the other nurses was going crazy.
Oh my God.
What she did at the hospital? Administration?
Yeah, he's administrating something.
The admin location, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what did she do there?
I was our therapeutic coordinator.
Okay.
Then at OU, which I worked for the university, at OU, I wasn't necessarily in the hospital. But I was our clinical coordinator for our surgical sciences unit.
Okay, I thought she was doing something with the dingling. Nevertheless, the next question is, I did perform surgery,
but
first of all, why did he get so resume ready though? He was right, ready, like this was a joke.
Doing the surgery. Yes.
Okay, so the next question is, would you fuck your friend's ex?
Already did.
Answer to that question for me is, if it's an ex, then no. If it's somebody, I don't like backdooring my friends. Like, if I don't know, it's just always been that way. If I ain't touch it first, then 9 times out of 10, I don't want to touch it. You know,
even if nobody will find out, even if nobody finds out, they're all safe.
If they consider
there's friend and family, so that's me. There's friend and family.
Yeah,
if you're acquaintance and your girl come up there because you wasn't handling your business, I'm gonna knock it off.
Now, if it was somebody that y'all just had a little something with, and I don't know, maybe something but, one night.
It depends on, right, it depends on the status of the relationship.
If y'all was
I got a family ex, member.
Is an ex considered like y'all had a relationship?
Right, because I have a family member that
y'all smashed a few
we
times.
Made the, when we made the, we called it the no family rules. You know, if somebody fuck with them, you don't fuck with them. But she was fucking like day one. You see somebody, you fuck them. Like she was just fucking everybody. So we like, you done fucked around and fucked my soulmate.
You can't.
And so I don't know, because you gave me some pussy, don't mean that he's not the one for me. But it's not my lifelong partner, so I'll never know.
That. Family, no. And if they were married, no.
But if you just, if you meet somebody at the club, you
she's
go home
saying
and fuck
if
that
you
night,
give it, if you've given somebody
giving
some
it up
pussy
that easy, so then it's kind of so they claim
you have a relationship, y'all don't live together, y'all don't cohabitate, y'all don't did the whole boyfriend girlfriend thing.
Yeah,
not fuck buddy, not no. Not that I met you at the tree, we went home and fucked, and that was what it was. Then they're still open for grabs because you don't have a bond with them. But like I said, you might be one night in my soulmate. I might have one night at your soulmate. I have, and I swear to God, I have a friend who's marrying somebody that I had a little fuck situation with. There's no commitment was between me and him, but they love each other. I support their love. I don't want him.
And does she know?
Why would I get away and say, I fucked him in 95 three times?
Oh,
three times in 95. Why don't count. Dare you?
Let that man live. Let that man live. 27 years ago, that shit don't count.
Yeah,
right.
Are you kidding me?
People
do that though.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I had a situation where me and somebody we end up kicking and messing around. They got to talking, and it was like, oh, I see that you and this person seem kind of close. Well, we had something going on, like we fucked and all this stuff. So I hit them up, like, hey, look, just so it ain't no miss, because I know how sensitive this person is. And I was like, man, me and them already messed around, but if this was something that you really cared about, then I'll fall back on.
Right.
And they were like, no, right, man, no, I don't care, man. This is all it was.
Yeah, go forward.
Find out, they went in, man, they went back and told the person that I was fucking with, that me and this person was had fucked, and they blocked that person, wrote them all kind of messages talking about how could they and blah 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 blah. And I'm like, damn, bro.
Well, I had the fortunate situation that the young lady who was my homegirl, before they went on that first date, she hit me up and said, you know, I heard you and him used to. I'm like, yo, you know, wasn't anything serious. We just, after Ray's, and y'all remember Ray's back in the day, we used to listen, back at the Ray's, I smashed them out three times. Back in the day, when I still was getting babysitters, why my kids is grown. I don't credit you with him. Mm-hmm. I didn't want him. He done had a whole kid between then. He done had relationships. I'm like, me and him are friends because we knew what we were getting into when we got into it. We never crossed any lines. We did what we did. It ended. No salty feelings. That's it.
Right.
So
I'm gonna give y'all one on the reverse though.
Man, so I need you to get in some light. I keep forgetting you down there, bro.
While I'm outside,
you keep scaring the shit out of me every time you say something.
There you go. There you go. Is that better?
Yeah.
There you go.
I will say that I have fucked with my friend's ex before. She asked me about it and I lied about it. I think that is but it was actually like bitches now. So what do it matter if I'm fucking on this dick? Like you like bitches. So, but anyway, nevertheless,
even with that situation, Ebony, only because I know what you're talking about, like I don't think she would have cared. I think that only made, she was only upset because she felt like you lied to her.
Yeah, so and because
you said no, and it hadn't happened yet.
Right.
And then she asked him 2 weeks later, and he said, yeah, it looked like you were lying.
She asked him 2 years, a year and a half later.
But you still lied.
Right.
So I did lie about it. If she asked me now, I'll tell the truth.
Like I said, my homeboy sat there. All right, so I'm going to tell you, my homeboy, when I was the pool homie, he had his little motto, just once. He wanted to hit every fucking chick he could see one time. Married, single, whatever. So one chick I used to mess with, I smashed. We stopped fucking around. He gonna tell me, hey, dude, you know I fucked Tina, right? I was like, okay, cool. His ex that he took to Vegas come up there, and he's sitting there trying to hit a bitch. And she come over there fucking with me. And his little petty jealous ass over there talking about.
The main one.
All the motherfuckers. I would have never thought you would be on my nuts. I'm like, dude, I'm trying to block cock. I'm trying to keep that bitch from your ass.
Jennifer.
And he want to get mad.
Save a life. He's licking it up. Save a life out here.
Because he had apparently he had an issue with me smashing the chick he smashed. I don't know if he had an issue. He was worried, but I was just like, dude, I wasn't even trying.
Maybe he didn't want to come after you.
No, he had already had it. He paid for that bitch to go to Vegas, but she seen him up there and come flirting with me to fuck with his ass, and he fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. Left the bitch he was sitting there hollering at to try to talk to me. And I was like, dude.
Let's have a commercial break. While we are talking about models.
Babas.
So y'all heard about the model that has just popped up with AIDS.
I don't know shit about the model.
After believing that she contracted it when she was 17 or 18 and she is now 29.
Well, she thought she already had it.
She didn't know that she had it until she began to lose weight rapidly and start showing symptoms. But she has also been linked to several celebrities.
Oh, damn.
Starting with Magic Johnson.
Oh, my damn.
Okay.
I haven't heard anything about this.
I was taking a poop early and it popped up in a little gossip shit. And I pulled it up for y'all. That's why I said I got a doozy. For this commercial break.
No,
I'm not a fan, and I tell everybody in a heartbeat because I'm super fertile, and I figured that out long time ago that I am very fertile. So I enjoy condom sex. Condom sex is sexy to me, like the whole process of condom sex.
That's so a key.
I say raw.
It is.
Not that I'm even concerned about, because at 48. I still, when I go to my OBGYN appointments, I be like, do you see any menopause up in that motherfucker? Like, come on. I can still, at 48, give you a baby.
Hell no.
My oldest grandchild is 5. I can still make babies. So this is really nerve-wracking for me to even think about having unprotected sex just because of babies, not even because of diseases. I'm scared to get...
My Nick Cannon.
What I look like with a 1-year-old my child to be 32 in goddamn November.
That brings up the question. That makes me want to ask y'all the question since we're on this topic until Shari brings her stuff.
I think condom sex is amazing.
I was just trying to be courteous to
People are long-winded, so I'm trying to rush this on. Go ahead.
Okay. So like I said, she has been linked to, of course, the daddy of all daddies, Nick Cannon. Chris Brown. Ebony's favorite person.
Diddy.
Who?
Diddy.
Diddy? Take that.
This is all alleged. I'm just reading this thing. This is all alleged. You know what I'm saying? We done already been sued by P. Diddy I don't know how many times, thanks to Ebony, but this is all alleged.
Allegedly, he likes dick. Allegedly, he's got the package.
I'm glad I ain't fucking none of them.
I just don't understand how you can feel better with condoms.
Lil Wayne looked like he got
for her. I feel bad for her because that's probably like how she felt like she was coming up.
She said that she has her T cell count level is so low that they didn't diagnose her with HIV. They diagnosed her with AIDS.
She hadn't been tested in 8 to 10 years.
Eight to ten years since she's been tested.
She knew something was up then.
She's been a model. Like, she's been in all types of magazines, like big publishings, before she became a big IG girl.
I'm not going to say she knew.
She should be shamed.
T-Dot, she knew. To me, she knew.
You think, because Glenn said she knew.
I think she knew something was up.
She probably knew at like year 3 and was in denial until year 6. And then after that, it was too late.
Yo, I have a question for y'all. Let's say y'all are in a relationship. and the person you're with tests positive for HIV. Y'all been fucking without no condoms.
We just gonna keep fucking because I'm back.
And you haven't tested positive yet, but they have. Do you continue to be in a relationship with them?
No.
Well,
if you have any disease,
my body probably won't.
We are gonna be together.
I don't know that I would. Okay. I don't know that I would be aroused enough. I'd be able to be turned on by that person. Because one, listen, how did you trick me into fucking without a condom? Because I don't want to be your mom. I don't want to be a baby mama. I got enough.
This is hypothetically. That's how they tricked you. It's hypothetical.
Why she said hypothetical?
Oh, yeah, I'm just saying, like, if I that would, that just makes me uneasy, just a thought about it. Like, I don't know, because if y'all both got, if I test negative, I'm out.
It happens. It can be your husband. It can be your husband.
Positive, I mean, what am I going to do? You got me, nigga. I'm done.
I know
got you.
Fuck. So they know.
Yikes.
Brought some shit home.
It's scary.
Yes.
Well, yes.
But those things happen. Right. Y'all know those things happen. Like, anyway. Okay. So the next question is, you don't have to answer this unless you really would. So the question is, would you suck a dick that has not been circumcised?
No.
No.
Never.
It's still a no. That's an easy one.
I probably have.
Hell to the no, no.
Probably have in my life.
So if it's clean, I don't mind sucking a dick.
I don't think that would be an issue with sucking a circumcised dick. I'm sure I've sucked an uncircumcised dick over 50, so I'm sure I've sucked an uncircumcised. I know I've sucked an uncircumcised. Pull it back, make sure the nut butter is... I mean, if it's clean, that's soaked that nigga in the... That's some circumcised. You make sure that butter has not gone back. Ain't no nut butter. Nut butter. I don't think it would bother me. No cheese, check. We good.
And you know what? I'm gonna say this, to honest to God, the only uncircumcised thing that I've ever seen was one on any given Sunday. I've never seen one in person. I've never seen an uncircumcised dingling in person.
I haven't met an uncircumcised dick
in over 15 years.
I've never seen one in my lifetime.
It's been a long time.
Except for, wait, time out. When I had my son, it was uncircumcised for a couple for a day. That's the only uncircumcised penis I ever saw.
My uncircumcised penis was a Cali dick.
My uncircumcised dick was from Jamaica.
I'm circumcised.
You better be your age.
I am.
Put it on the glass.
Look, we can
put your dick on the glass.
Stop teasing us and just pull it out. Just stick the head out, just a little bit.
No, listen, you're not gonna pull it out in front of me.
Not in front of me. The angle of the camera.
He said he's gonna be on. He's jumping.
Just put the tip in.
I mean, he sat back, so I was just obliged.
Just the tip.
Just the tip out.
No, we ain't showing y'all nothing. Y'all start trying to get
off. All right, we gotta wrap this up so we can get off of these.
Go ahead, give us the.
We ain't even in our own house.
All right, y'all can follow Naturally Unbothered on IG, Twitter, and Facebook. You can email us at naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. That is naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. Leave us a message. We welcome the feedback, the comments, the show ideas, and ebonites. You know how I love y'all, so keep that advice request coming. You can listen on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, Audible, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. That's where you can find us. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube, you rate us, you leave a review, you select the notification bell so that every time we upload a new episode every Thursday by 8 a.m., you are there in the live chats chatting with us. If you're looking for Naturally Unbothered merch, please click www.naturallyunbothered.com. That is www.naturallyunbothered.com. Click the merch link, shot glasses, coffee cups, t teas, tinks, wherever you can have. Come on, look us up, get that. We do have a phone number, 205-308-8304. That's 205-308-8304. And leave a, please text your message. We have a job, so we can't answer the phone all the time. So text your message or leave a message if you call. Okay, I'm not going to be able to pick up. You're not going to be able to hear my sultry, lovely voice. Motherfucking text. Leave a message, yeah, please. So please, y'all, tell your hoes friends to tell y'all's hoes friends to tune in.
Hey, y'all, before y'all go, I got a treat for y'all. So I'm going to let Glenjamin talk about his business, introduce himself, talk about his business. But he does poetry, so he's going to give us a little erotic poetry on the out.
Okay, we appreciate that.
For sure. If you do not know, I am the owner of Nacho Cheesecake Bakery, located in Bethany, 3934 North College Avenue, Bethany, Oklahoma, where we specialize in cheesecake from scratch. Also make cookies, cupcakes, the whole nine. If you never had one of my cheesecakes before, then you're truly missing out. So you got to try them sometime. And not only that, like she said, I'm a poet, I'm an entertainer, I rap, I sing, I do it all.
He dance.
In the name of money. And I dance. I actually love to dance. And as they can see, I'm dancing all the damn time. But as far as the poem go, I guess I could lace or something with a little erotic poem. I call this one The Birds and the Bees. Let me get close, y'all can hear me. So you can be my flower. And I'll be your honeybee with the D. I can't wait to suck the nectar from your tulips. So when your petals fall down to the ground, it could tell a tale of how your soul rose from the dead as I was stimulating you in that flower bed. And in that moment, I picture your picture perfect bouquet like flowers on Valentine's Day. You make me want to send a thank you card your way with the directions that lead directly to my face so I can give you another taste. And when you come, to show my appreciation that you arrived, I'll use my tongue. And I will lick you clean like sanitation so there's no cross-contamination during the pollination. I just want to keep you Kelly rolling with this motivation. You see, I want to dig deep in your soul until I get back to your roots. I want to get dirty in you like a pair of garden boots. I want to navigate your weeds until I find your seeds and provide that carbon dioxide I need to breathe, to free that photosynthetic energy you need to breathe, perpetuate life cycle until we become one with the earth. See, I want to get your stem wet when it's hot like a summer rain. I want to make you blossom like the springtime when the birds begin to sing. I want to provide you life like sunlight so during this heterozygous fornication, it can lead to fertilization that could give birth to a nation due to this love that we create. And I mean, my black rose, I just truly want to see you grow and produce more. Little flowers that mimic you like mockingbirds do, and I'm willing to bet they'll be just as beautiful. I'll be your gardener. And I'll provide you with everything that you need. And it'd just be me, you, the birds, and the bees.
Yeah! That's little baby right there.
Glenn, come on, Nacho Cheesecake.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Come on, Nacho Cheesecake. Put it on the glass, sir. You awesome.
He's amazing.
We appreciate
that. He's my little Renaissance man.
Man, he can freestyle at the drop of a beat. All that.
That's what's up. You dope.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, so I appreciate y'all for participating.
Yeah.
Now you could listen, catch me back
so I can actually.
You
hear
can catch both of us. We're always at Ice Event Center on Thursday night together. Mm-hmm. He's there. He's gonna be there on. Sometimes he's there on Wednesday for poetry.
Mm-hmm.
He's often there on Saturdays for verses.
Then Friday.
Friday we do Trappy Hour, so we gonna shout out Ice Event Center. It's the vibe of the East Side. I also have a podcast called So What You Think OKC with Mako Henson and Donnell Cole, aka.
We've been on there before, y'all know it. Yes, listeners, y'all know.
Yes, we love y'all. Listen, I keep saying we need to get something together to do all the podcasts because there's so many amazing podcasts together. Now I will say our Everything Guy Tori Purvey. He's been to Greece, Italy. He's not in the States, so we ain't been able to do nothing without him. Mm-hmm. He's posting videos from the Maldives. We just were waiting. So I do want to collaborate with all the podcasts because there's so many dope ones that are actually women motivated. I'm the only woman on my podcast, so I see a lot of lady-driven podcasts, and I think it's dope. I think y'all are dope.
T-Dot, you have got to come on the show. Just you, girl.
I told her she got an open invitation to click the link whenever she wants to. Yes, she'll be on.
But see, listen, by the time I remember, it'd be too late. So if I were to get a reminder, just pop on. If I get a 10-minute reminder, I'll be able to, get out. I just need the reminder. Because my mom, listen, I got a grandbaby that's a week old. I'm juggling like a motherfucker. So yeah, I'll be happy to come back to the show. I love y'all. I haven't met Steve yet, but hey, boo.
That's Shari's brother.
That's my brother.
And it's not Steve.
Oh, what's your name is?
What's his my name?
Vaughn, but it just says Steve on there. But his name is Mon.
That's the government name.
So I'm like, hey, Steve.
Yeah, that's his government name.
That's the government name.
Who
computer you on? Because it says Steve.
I've been calling
that's his government name.
Mon is just what he calls.
Oh, okay. That's why he said
my first name is Steve.
Gotcha.
But if you're saying Steve, I know I don't know you.
Oh, so in other words, T-Dot, he said, don't call him Steve, call him Mon.
I'm too old for
her. Call me Ball Mouth Contessa.
No, you 55. You're not too old for her.
I'm gonna go.
She like them 30s.
T-Dot, you got it. You got it.
I don't know how y'all 30. Wrap up, so I don't know.
All right, sis.
Appreciate y'all.
There's that bulge.
So now, my two sisters, I don't have to do this no more, right? I actually did one.
Yeah, y'all gotta cut me off because I don't know how to work that.